D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, Willie Donick will come back momentarily. He's on his way to the arena with the Predators. He'll join us when he gets there. But on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, our friend Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst. Tim, great to talk to you. Since we last spoke, the Tennessee Titans have hired Mike Borgonzi as their general manager. And I hate to do this because I hate when people do this to me. You're from Massachusetts. He's from Massachusetts. I'm wondering if you have any sort of prior relationship with Mike Borgonzi and maybe can share some insight into Borgonzi as a football executive. And generally speaking, what you think of the hire of Mike Borgonzi.
Hey, listen, it's a small state, okay? I think it's a wicked awesome hire, you know? But no, our paths have not crossed. But look, by all indications, and also just like, you know, where he's coming from and that type of thing. I think people should be encouraged by it. I mean, I think it would just, you know, kind of say that. And then obviously, you know, walking into a situation where, there obviously needs to be, you know, changes and there, but you know, you don't have the, you know, 29th pick in this year's draft, and you don't, it's, you know, so like you're walking, you're not in a division that, you know, has quarterbacks in, you know, in the three other cities that you play that, you know, you don't know how you're ever going to beat. So I do think that, you know, I also think it's a situation that you're walking into that's not perfect. It's typically the case, but it's also not as daunting as maybe some of the other situations around the league.
So Chad Brinker yesterday said that, quote, I'd love to have 30 draft picks over the next 3 years, and 12 of those picks come from the top 100. That would be ideal. Is the only way that the Titans can do that trading back in the first round, or are there other avenues they can go down to accumulate those picks?
Yeah, I don't think it always has to be you know, because he was talking about it over how long period were you saying was he was talking about that?
Like he said, he would love to have 30 picks over the next 3 years, 12 of which come in the top 100.
Yeah, I mean, so look, over the next 3 years, yeah, I mean, if you're talking about over the next 3 years, you probably have to do something with, you know, this year's first rounder. But that's probably an aggressive, you know, approach. You know, even doing so with like the first rounder this year. Now, that being said, like, look, maybe it doesn't end up being that. And it might even be a little more like, look, this is the general plan. This is the type of thing of how we want to build it and think we can build it. And having picks, you know, early in the draft is how we think, you know, we're best suited to do that. You know, so some of it might be, hey, not necessarily like hold me to the exact number over the exact time frame. But I think generally speaking, yeah, like, look, you do, but even in all of that, if I look at two teams right now, and obviously like there are teams that have gotten it right at quarterback, but look at a team like the Ravens. There's been turnover. They've gotten it wrong sometimes with draft picks, but they've gotten it right as well. But the other thing they've done is like they've beaten the market at times with veteran players. Now it hasn't manifested in Super Bowl wins, but like if you say, look, when Calais Campbell was there, they were beating the market with Calais Campbell. They obviously are beating the market with a guy like Van Noy. Like they, you know, they were maybe doing that with other defensive players that were a little bit older that they added. You know, I think you could say the same thing because they were the right guys about, the Washington Commanders. So they got it right at quarterback, but are they beating the market when they get Bobby Wagner? You know what? Yeah, they probably are beating the market with like an older player that isn't as expensive. So I think you have to do both, right? Like, hey, yeah, they drafted Dyami Brown. He's a good player. They drafted the quarterback. They got that right. But, and Terry McLaurin was a drafted player that they got it right with. But you still also have to get it right in free agency.
Talk with Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst and head coach of the Innsworth Tigers. Tim, I told him to just ask you, listen, if y'all had a neighborhood football game, who would win? Your hood or his? That settles everything.
Norfolk right versus Everett, Massachusetts. Who wins?
That will settle everything.
He's from Everett? Like, Listen, I love my hometown, but there's the field with us.
So the Hasselback brothers couldn't get it done?
Listen, like we would do our best. And, you know, like there's a few, like, you know, former Patriot players that live in my hometown. But, like, Everett. A little tougher from those streets.
North of Charleston, Charlestown, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Everett's like if you, and this is real, like if you go look at, I mean, listen, Boston College's roster, but you go look at Michigan's football roster the last few years, you're gonna find some kids from Everett on the University of Michigan's roster.
Oh, okay, well, I don't like them because they're on the Michigan roster. I don't like them automatically. They could be good kids. They could be good kids. Yeah. But if you're the University of Michigan, then I automatically don't like
them. If you don't know this, Tim, if Derek were to type University of Michigan onto his computer, it would self-destruct.
It'd melt, man.
Yes. Go green.
Go white. Tim, is it a little because we hear this a lot, and we even heard it a little bit in the transcripts. From yesterday's presser with Jess Brinker. That wasn't a presser. I don't know what they called it, but it wasn't helpful to him at least. That, you know, looking at certain teams, you want to be Baltimore, you want to be Pittsburgh, you want to be this team, teams that have had longevity in regards to winning. Is it a little bit naive to think that, oh, all of a sudden now we can be that team? It took them decades. It took them a long time to become consistent winners the way that they are. They have a format, and no matter what, no matter which decade it's in, they've stuck to their format. So is it a little naive for the fan base when Brinker come out and say, well, Amy knows that this is what we want to do. We want to be like these organizations. And isn't it a little bit naive to think, okay, we can be that organization in the next year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know Look, I think it is, because I think you're right. I think it does undercut how difficult and how hard so many people work to make those organizations as stable and reliable and as successful as they've been. You know, I was joking with Scott Van Pelt a little bit about, you know, like he grew up in that area. He likes the Commanders. He's, you know, like, I'm like, man, like, Josh Harris must think, like, I should have got into the NFL a long time ago. This is easy, right? Like, you just buy the team. You know, everyone hated them and their owner. They stunk. And draft a quarterback. And before you know it, you play in the NFC Championship game, and everyone is talking about how amazing you are, right? It's like, well, like, That's such an unusual path, what's going on in Washington right now. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, they just hit it out of the park with the quarterback. And Dan Quinn, you know, has done a remarkable job. Like, they're really fortunate that it's worked out that way. To your point, D. Mace, like, John Harbaugh and the ownership there in Baltimore, like, they fought their way through a lot of stuff, and they've gotten it right a lot, and they've weathered a lot of storms to be that successful. And there's been a ton of turnover in, you know, in the personnel department, on the coaching staff, the players on the team, like all of that. I mean, you were part of it, you know, at a stretch. So, like, yeah, it is really difficult. I think it's something to aspire for, but I think everybody, you know, truly knows how difficult it is.
Now, quickly, I'm going to get off the Titans for a quick second here. Obviously, we know what the Dallas Cowboys and the owner Jerry Jones did in regards to firing Mike McCarthy. It was just like out of nowhere he fired him. Now, it's starting to surface that Shoddy, Brian Schottenheimer, may be the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys. If that's indeed the case, congrats to Shoddy. I was with him in New York with the Jets for a brief minute. Good guy. But are you surprised that he would be the guy, considering what Dallas has went through for decades, that he would choose to fire Mike McCarthy and then hire Brian Schottenheimer?
Hey, Nashville's own Brian Schottenheimer.
Yes, exactly.
You know, look, here's what I would say. Look, I think that as soon as Mike McCarthy had other people interested in him, because basically what they did was they just let his contract expire. As soon as he had other people interested in him and Jerry Jones thought that he was going to have to negotiate, you know, against somebody else, then I think it changed everything. Little known. Like, here's the thing I think people don't talk about enough when they talk about the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. They're cheap. Like, that's been the issue. Like, Dak's contract, what's going on with Micah, what was going on with CeeDee Lamb. Like, if the Cincinnati Bengals did the stuff that Jerry Jones tries to do negotiating with his players and his coaches, we would be blasting the Cincinnati Bengals for how cheap they are. But for whatever reason, maybe because he's just uber wealthy, like, people don't do it with the Cowboys in terms of how they treat and negotiate with their players and coaches. But they are. So what I would say is, you know, look, Brian Schottenheimer knows a ton of football. He's mm-hmm. been a very good football coach for a very long time. You know,
his dad was a really good coach.
All of it. Like, he's equipped to be a very good head coach, coordinator, position coach. Like, it's in his blood. It's been his life. Like, he can do it. And, like, you know, sometimes just in the hiring cycle and, you know, there's a fair amount of self-promotion when you get coaching at that level, and he's probably, you know, kind of beyond that, you know, stuff in his life and career and that type of thing. But, like, he makes sense because, you know, he's not going to cost $13 million a year, but he can definitely do the job and you can win with him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, I think in some ways, he's the perfect coach for Jerry Jones.
Tim, quickly before we let you go, assuming Brian Schottenheimer is going to Dallas, that leaves three openings: New Orleans, Jacksonville, and Las Vegas for coaches. Play matchmaker for us. Who do you think are the best coaches for those three jobs?
Well, listen, I think Mike McCarthy is a very good candidate at some of those spots. Look, I thought that Jacksonville was the most attractive job. I really thought that what's his name? Ben. I'm forgetting his last name. I thought that he was going to go to Jacksonville. I thought that he wanted that. I thought that was a job that he wanted. I think we're going to see some other names come out there, to be honest with you. I think that we're going to have some names of coordinators that have quietly been in the interview process that we're going to see show up other places, right? So, like, you know, like, Liam Cohen's name was out there. It seems like he's out of some of these spots. I think there's going to be some coordinators that we haven't been talking about that end up showing up. And, you know, so could be out of Cincinnati. Could it be out of places like that where I think it's going to show?
I was thinking Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
I was confusing the GM, Bulky, which he's out now.
I thought you said Johnson. Yeah, Ben Johnson. I thought Ben Johnson was going to Jacksonville. Like, and maybe there were some things, like, in the front office that, you know, that kind of changed that situation. So, look, I'd be shocked if Mike McCarthy is not in it in this hiring cycle. I would not be surprised if we see somebody that does come from college. But I also think that, you know, so I'm not really answering your question. Like, I think McCarthy's going to have his choice, though. I mean, I think that is my guess.
Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, joining us on the Mays, Vingan, and Donick. Tim, great stuff as always. We'll chat soon.
Sounds good. See you guys.
Tim Hasselbeck joining us on the program. 615-737-1025. We'll get back into the Titans next. But before we do, tune into 93.3 FM Totally Hits Nashville tonight for MTSU men's basketball. The Blue Raiders take on Sam Houston. Tip-off is at 6:30 p.m. with the pregame beginning at 6. Coverage also available on the Totally Hits Nashville app and at totallyhitsnashville.com.